Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And as it stands now, those of you voting at WWL.com, 61% are saying no. 39% are saying yes. I would love to hear what you have to say at 260-1870. Joining us now, he was yesterday, I think it was the day before, busy, well, at least overseeing the pardoning of... I guess of a death sentence, huh, Billy?
I just got put on.
Oh, hey, Billy, I guess in Lafayette the other day, I guess you pardoned somebody that was sentenced to death, huh?
We pardoned a crawfish.
Yeah, Clyde the Crawfish for the in Lafayette, and he's going to live out his life in a swamp somewhere?
That's right. We take him out to the Atchafalaya Basin, one lucky crawfish, and we let him go into state park while the rest of his family gets boiled alive so we can enjoy him.
While the rest of his family gets boiled alive. How you doing, all right?
I'm doing great, my friend. How are you?
I'm good. Tell me about the Confederate monuments and the meeting you had with Mayor Cantrell. I guess you did on Monday?
Well, I met with the mayor several times on several things and asked her that I would be, you know, take them from the city and put them in a historical place. And we've had conversations with our office ongoing, and I believe we're close to resolving it. And I have no firm commitment, but I do believe that we'll get possession of them at some time, at some point. Bar Gauge still has an issue because the ownership at City Park, and I believe her team is working with them on that issue that needs to be resolved as well. I just answered a bunch of questions to the historical people that were there about the monuments, and I believe we're going to see them at some point turned over to us, being over the historical preservation in the state.
Would they all be in the same place, or are you talking about different parks?
Well, here's my thought. It's premature for me to assemble a group of people to decide where's the best place to put them until we have some agreement. All the past discussions and recommendations, you know, when someone had told me, well, listen, they're going to be given to us, would you support that? I'd say absolutely, because just to resolve this issue. But until we know that we're absolutely going to take possession of them, then we would assemble some people with a lot more knowledge about the historical value of some of our historical sites and where is the best place to put them.
Somebody texted this in. Are volunteers or at least donations handling the moving of all of this? Would that be a state thing?
Well, I think it would be best handled once we decide where they're going and in what capacity, how the cost of putting them up or putting them in a facility. We would raise funds to do that and not use any tax dollars.
All right, real quick before we let you go, what else is going on, Lieutenant Governor-wise, tourism, et cetera?
Well, I tell you, we're waiting for our figures for 2018, but we believe it's going to show a great increase, not only in international visitors, but we had a real big push for Mardi Gras, to promote Mardi Gras all over Louisiana. And we saw families coming in from all over to visit Mardi Gras everywhere around the state. So I think that along with the staycation, Louisianans visiting cities and towns they've never been to before is really helping to spread the word about all of Louisiana. So we're going to have a great year in tourism.
I hate to end on something controversial, Lieutenant Governor, but somebody texted in and said, I can't believe they separated Clyde the Crawfish from his family. That's cruel and unusual punishment.
Yeah, we gave him a few minutes before we took him out the swamps to say goodbye, and that's always tough.
That's nice. Yeah, it is. It's a long goodbye, but at least Clyde, well, you know what, these crawfish, you're pretty promiscuous. He'll probably just pick up with somebody else. How you like being lieutenant governor? 30 seconds left. You loving the job?
It's the best job in the world. We've got the best people in the world that invite people into their home, into their business, and treat them like family. And that's our best asset, is our people.
Enjoy talking to you as always. Billy, have a great day and a great week and the rest of it, too.
Thank you, my friend. You too.
All right, Billy Nungesser, Lieutenant Governor, Louisiana, 720. When we come back, your calls, a couple of things going on here. Where do you think the Confederate monuments should go? Somebody texted in here and said the whole plan here is to keep them hidden until we forget about them. Somebody else texted the best place for those monuments is a scrapyard. We're talking about Teddy Bridgewater being the heir apparent to Drew Brees. Do you think he is? I'll throw in, how do you feel about Mark Ingram leaving? Because now it's almost like when somebody dies and there's he's a hero and nothing's wrong. But, man, a lot of people didn't like Mark Ingram for a long time here. And we're going to talk about the death penalty, too. Jeff Landry, the Attorney General, is going to join us next hour, and he wants to bring it back. How do you feel about that? Now, in case you've not heard, the president tweeting about it, the governor of California, basically, I think, commuted the sentences of all the people on death row, so they're going to live out their life in prison. Phone lines are open, 720 traffic now, WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.